My name is John Pratt. I'm a retired priest and a volunteer chaplain at Coventry Cathedral. I come in two afternoons a month in order just to say prayers on the hour and talk to visitors. Sometimes I share joys that they bring, and sometimes they share all kinds of problems with me. A couple of years ago when I was in, I had a conversation with Anthony Blee. That's Basil Spence's son-in-law, who was assistant architect when the cathedral was being built. He told me that they had the idea of putting pennies in the floor of the cathedral in order to provide a line that the choir could follow to keep them walking straight when they came in procession. So they got in touch with the Royal Mint in order to order a certain number of pennies, only to be told that they've decided there were so many pennies in circulation, they decided not to mint any for 1962. Having been told what they were wanted for, Mint decided, all right, perhaps they would mint some. First of all, it was just going to be a few hundred just to provide enough for the cathedral. They then decided that would be rather an invitation for collectors to come in, pinch them out of the floor. So instead, they changed their mind and minted the usual large number. And so there they are. Some of them have gone missing. They haven't just stuck there, and so some have come up. When I was in full-time ministry in a parish, I obviously always said my prayers, went into my parish church, rang the bell and said morning and evening prayer, as every priest in the Church of England is bound to do by canon law. And I wondered what it would be like when I was retired without that discipline. When I retired, I intended wherever I went in the country to offer myself as a volunteer to the local cathedral to go as a chaplain, because I'd be going to somewhere where there was this routine of daily prayer. And I find this indeed in Coventry Cathedral. And so I come, I meet all kinds of people, and I do in fact find that I can look back and say that almost every time I come, I can say I've had at least one worthwhile conversation. It is worth coming.